Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue, and there's a pickup game, and there's chores, and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the video show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Cattle futures finished near their lows today with January feeders 5 cents off their lows, down 87 at 142.60. They expire in 2 days here to the Feeder Cattle Index, which on yesterday's trade finished at 143.49, up 28 cents. So we're a little bit of a discount there. Oklahoma City yesterday had 11,400 and was called 2 to 6 higher. So some were expecting maybe a feeder cattle index improving, but hasn't yet. March feeders down 17 at 144.17. April's unchanged. May's up 12. Live cattle were 25 to 45 higher to finish in February at 126.65. There's some concern that this cold snap could cause some issues here, but it doesn't look like it's going to be cold and wet, just cold, which typically doesn't cause all that big of a problem. February, which is the front month hog futures, were down 80 at 57.17. They've been under pressure over the last few weeks and really months here as the China and African swine fever becomes a bigger growing issue. Some people are estimating up to 50 million hogs have been killed. The Chinese government is nowhere near that number, but there's some private estimates indicating it could be much larger than they're leading on.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Grain futures today were lower across the board. We had corn down 2, beans down about 4, wheat's down 5 to 6 cents here. Cotton futures today did rally a little bit, up about 30 at 74.15. There were some pretty big announcements today in terms of export sales. We're starting to get those flash sales again. But the U.S. missed out on about a 360,000 metric ton Egypt purchase of wheat. It looks like they went to Romania and France to buy that wheat. They were a little bit cheaper, indicating our wheat here in the United States might be a little bit overpriced. And so that had some weight on the wheat here, down about 5 to 6 cents. And then, of course, this week, starting tomorrow, we've got the Chinese trade negotiations happening here in the United States as one of their vice premiers is coming over to the United States to talk. And President Trump will meet with him. And so there's some hopeful thoughts out there that something good could happen here. The grain market really isn't indicating that, but that's a big deal. And then a global economic indicator, the Baltic Dry Index, which indicates global shipping lanes and demand for ships. It dropped 6.5% yesterday to 797. That's the lowest since the second quarter of 2017, which indicates we could be having a longer-term issue here in terms of global economic trends. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.